Hindu extremists in India call for a national anti-conversion law. Christian websites are attracting many from the Muslim world. And Transworld Radio reaches the Romani people in Serbia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, Hindu nationalists are making yet another push for a national anti-conversion law in India. Leaders introduced their resolution at the Shabri Kumbh, a reawakening event. It was geared toward getting people to reconvert back to Hinduism. The rally took place last weekend in western Gujarat state. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra says there's reason for concern, and it means persecution could get worse.
They really want to drive out the Christians because they equate Christianity with the West. And so there's a growing national movement by the extreme Hindus to push out Christians.
Christians targeted for attacks in the past are afraid that the Kumbh will be followed by another reign of terror. Dykstra says a national anti-conversion law would make their work very difficult.
A national law obviously would have a tremendous negative effect on Christianity and mission work there. We just need to pray that won't happen. Really, the goal of radical Hindus is to turn India into a pure Hindu nation.
We turn next to Egypt, where pastors are often caught in the crossfire between their culture and their faith. Global Advance's David Shibley says they saw an incredible hunger from the church leaders they went to help in January.
With the seething undercurrent of unrest in the Islamic world right now, anyone who is not perceived to be Muslim is sometimes considered unpatriotic to the nation as well. And so often these pastors are very much persecuted either explicitly or implicitly.
Shibley says ministry is a challenge in some areas where openly sharing their faith results in harassment. That's why the Frontline Shepherds Conference was a source of encouragement.
These pastors in particular have the job of living with their Muslim neighbors, loving them, being salt and light, and getting the gospel to them. At the same time, there is a tremendous interest in the person of Jesus.
You're listening to Mission Network News. While hardline Muslim nations make accessing Christian websites difficult, it's not impossible, and these websites are making an incredible impact for the kingdom. Strategic Resource Group reports Christian websites are getting about 9 million hits a month from the Middle East alone. Nearly 2,000 Arabic Bibles are downloaded each month, and one organization says 20 people a month are giving their hearts to Christ. Pray that the internet will continue yielding spiritual fruit. Next, Life Action Revival Ministries says, as Christians, we have a responsibility to meet with God in personal revival. That's what happened at Cornerstone Baptist Church in the U.S. last week. Life Action's Steve Canfield just finished special meetings there in Arlington, Texas. He says bitterness was the biggest problem at Cornerstone.
When people get bitter, then it affects outwardly their relationship with husband and wives, their relationship with their children. And so that causes alienation.
It also causes problems for churches who want to reach out with the gospel in their community.
I think that evangelism is a byproduct of revival. Sometimes we're so concerned about reaching the community that we've jumped over our intimacy with God, our intimacy with our wife, intimacy with our kids, and we're trying to win the lost world. Well, we need to win the lost world, but we've got to go back up and say, wait a minute. Where am I at personally in my relationship with Jesus Christ?
Pray for all churches that are struggling with these issues so that they can be more effective in evangelism. And Gypsies in Serbia have a new Christian radio program thanks to Christian radio listeners in the United States. A weekly 30-minute program called Peace to the Roma began airing recently. The project was a result of a Transworld Radio-sponsored trip to Serbia with several Christian radio executives. That prompted Blount Communications to support the program through a radio campaign. Radios will also be distributed as part of the project. Pray that many will come to Christ as a result. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's Black History Month in the U.S. Buckner Orphan Care's Shoes for Orphan Souls is making available the CD, Spiritual Songs of the Soul, featuring Larnell Harris, Marilyn McCoo, and others. These songs may stir your soul to reach out to the oppressed, like innocent orphans around the world. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.